It's happening, readers. We have heard that you want paperbacks from our tailored book recommendation service called TBR. And I'm delighted to let you know that we're going to be in sync with your request. That's right. We're bringing paperbacks. Whether you hate carrying around bulky hardcovers, you're on a budget, you want a wider range of recommendations, or all of the above, now you can get a paperback subscription from TBR curated just for you by one of our bibliologists. Get all the details at mytbr.co. That's mytbr.co. We're bringing paperbacks.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 254 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles. Hello! This is my first April show. Welcome to April, at least for me. This is probably my only April show since I only do these once a month now. We've got so many great people talking about books and old books and new books and, you know, I feel like I just did this last week, but it's actually been a month. You know how, like, I like to talk about the passage of time, and I also like to talk about the weather. So I'm just going to shake it up today and not mention the weather and start talking about books. How about that? But before I do that, actually, we're going to hear from a sponsor.
It's happening, readers. We have heard that you want paperbacks from our tailored book recommendation service called TBR. And I am delighted to let you know that we're going to be in sync with your request. That's right. We're bringing paperbacks. Whether you hate carrying around bulky hardcovers, you're on a budget, you want a wider range of recommendations, or all of the above, now you can get a paperback subscription from TBR curated just for you by one of our bibliologists. Get all the details at mytbr.co. That's mytbr.co. We're bringing paperbacks.
Okay, so my two picks today are actually books from last year that I absolutely loved that came out in paperback this week. The first is Miracle Creek by Angie Kim. I know you've heard me mention this book 8 million times. Here comes 8 million and one. It's such a wonderful, wonderful novel. It's set in a small town in Virginia, and it's narrated by multiple people. It's this small group of people who are all connected because of this one family, the Yus. They are an immigrant family from Korea. They moved to America. They wanted to start a better life first. The mother and daughter moved over, and then Mr. Yu came later. And they're quickly learning that while things are said to be better in America, you know, they're facing a lot of racism and other issues that come along with immigration. But they've been working very hard, and they own a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which basically is like a pressurized submarine. And it's for people who have many different conditions that they like to treat that the hospital might not expend the time trying to work on. So, for instance, it's used to treat autism, infertility, many, many things. And so the book kind of opens, there's a trial because we learned that there was a fire at the chamber, we'll call it the submarine. There was a fire at the submarine and it exploded and two people were killed. There were patients in it at the time. There were people waiting outside. The Yus were there. And so there's been this horrible, horrible tragedy. But it becomes quickly apparent that it was not an accident. So now there's a trial for the person believed responsible. And you have to figure out, is the person on trial the actual arsonist or is it someone else? You know, is it the mother who thought she could cure her son's autism? And we learn about, you know, all the problems that she has as a single mother raising a child with special needs. Is it the Yus? Did they set the fire hoping to claim the insurance money and it got out of control? And it's just like, it's this amazing small town novel with secrets, but also this riveting courtroom drama where a lot of these secrets come out. I wouldn't say the narrators are like unreliable narrators, except in the way that these stories are told from their perspective, which might be different than what actually occurred or, you know, their interpretation of events. But it's not like Gone Girl, unreliable narrator. But spoiler for anyone who hasn't read Gone Girl. Come on, it's been 10 years. It's old now. And also, Angie Kim was a lawyer, and she raised children with special needs. So she knows a lot about courtroom drama and being a mother of a child with special needs. So she adds that personal touch to her writing. And this book just packs such an emotional wallop. But I do want to point out that it is very hard-hitting. There are a lot of serious subject matters, including the death of a child. So, you know, be aware of that when you go into it. If you read Little Fires Everywhere or have been watching it on TV and are looking for what to read next, I definitely think you should pick up Miracle Creek by Angie Kim. My other pick today is Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips. It's this dark, atmospheric, psychological fiction slash mystery. Was that enough adjectives? I think so. It was also a National Book Award finalist last year. It's about two missing girls in a small town on the shoreline of a Russian peninsula. And it's a literary mystery. One of those ones like, you know, Tanev French or anything else that is escaping my mind right now, where like it's more character driven and the mystery is sort of secondary. Like the writing is so amazing and the characters are so well done and it's so carefully plotted that like the mystery part is actually secondary to what's going on. And the book is set over the course of a year, and as time passes, nothing is learned, nothing new is learned about what happened to these girls. No new evidence is found, no new clues are found. The girls are not found. And it's like, when do you give up? So it's like a year in the life of their mother, their neighbor, a witness to the crime, and the detective who is investigating the crime. And how, like, fractures begin to appear in their community. Outsiders were not very welcome there to begin with, and now the people are more suspicious of outsiders, like, more than ever. There's also fractures within themselves. And it's also a lot about the experiences of women in this unforgivable climate. You know, Phillips does a splendid job rendering a very dangerous but also beautiful landscape. And I was reading after I read the book that she spent a lot of time. She studied in Russia and she lived in Russia for a long time and she was very familiar with it, and it shows in her work. So that is Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips. And my dealer's choice for today is a little tiny book I picked up from Sternberg Press called Sharks, Death, Surfers, An Illustrated Companion by Melissa McCarthy. Not the Melissa McCarthy that you're thinking of. I heard several writers that I admire talk about this book. It is indeed what it sounds like. It is about sharks and surfers and death. And it has pictures inside of all those things and just little tiny vignettes about sharks in history and shark attacks in history and a part about Jaws. And you know how much I love sharks. You know that I would just talk about sharks all the time if I could. So I'm looking forward to checking this out, and I'll let you know how it goes. So that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books or All the Backlist and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or talk about sharks, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Franz and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.